2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
So I went to work today and showed up at the radio station. First thing my boss says, I didn't authorize this. And I'm like, I'm a renegade, dude. KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the COVID-19 pandemic has made life even tougher for kids experiencing homelessness in Salt Lake County. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bach.
Second, Granite School District will close Granger and Olympus High Schools after both reported more than 15 cases of COVID. They'll go entirely online for 2 weeks. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
We are starting to see some traffic slowing down. It's northbound I-15. As you're leaving Clearfield on the way to Roy, but that is the only spot of freeway slowdowns on your drive home this afternoon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, hazy, and 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 84 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. One of three Louisville police officers indicted by a grand jury today in connection with the shooting death of Breonna Taylor in March. Those charges for shots that entered neighboring apartments, but no charges for Taylor's death. Demonstrators like Mary Fry after the decision.
In my heart, it doesn't feel like there's any justice for Breonna in that because they never brought up any murder charges. The other two officers are still on paid administrative leave, I believe, and nothing's being brought up against them.
Kentucky's attorney general saying that the investigation found despite executing a no-knock warrant, the officers knocked and made their presence known. A curfew now in place starting tonight, and people are already marching. ABC's Alex Perez is there.
This city is prepared for anything. The Kentucky governor saying he's prepared to activate the National Guard if necessary. Downtown here has been essentially shut down for 2 days. Authorities here say they welcome protests that are peaceful, but they do not want to see any violence.
A federal probe into whether Taylor's civil rights were violated continues. White House coronavirus task force members testifying today at a Senate hearing. CDC Director Robert Redfield says 18 to 25-year-olds now make up 26% of new infections, more than any other age group. COVID cases now on the rise in 33 states. President Trump says he'll announce his Supreme Court nominee this Saturday to fill the seat vacated by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Today outside the Supreme Court, people paying their respects where the flag-draped casket of Justice Ginsburg lie in repose. Earlier, at a private ceremony with fellow justices and the family, Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt praised her vision.
To be able to see beyond the world you are in, to imagine that something can be different. That is the job of a prophet.
Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, the first woman to receive that honor in the U.S. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth. Utah's Hogle Zoo is asking for donations. Now, they don't want money. What they're looking for are trees. Hogle spokesperson Erica Hansen joined Lee Lonsbury on live mic earlier this afternoon and said they're asking for trees that fell in the big windstorm. It's for the elephants and the bears.
So elephants, even though they're massive animals, they just need kind of an average-sized kind of tree. They like to dig their tusks in there and rip that bark off and kind of get a little fiber hit, if you know what I mean. But some of the really big trees we're going to put in the grizzly bear exhibit. So we have those old logs in there, but those bears come out and they just strip those logs down with those claws of theirs. And so those trees are pretty bare. So we need to get a crane up here and crane those old logs out of there. And then we're going to crane the new trees into that space. So that should be pretty fun to watch. I think in the next week or two, we'll get that crane up here. So hopefully some of the exhibits will look just a little bit fresher. It saves the zoo money in that regard as well. And then a lot of the animals use it to just, you know, maybe sharpen their claws. They like the smell, that kind of thing. We can also use the trees to maybe build shade structures and things like that.
Okay, you've been waiting a week. There's your silver lining to the windstorm. Hansen says Hogel Zoo has been working with Salt Lake City to get some of those big tree sections that fell in the parks into their exhibits. You've been listening to The In-Depth Now. KSL News Time 319. We have a check on traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
You're good to go. Southbound I-15. That's from the I-15, I-80 interchange in the downtown area all the way through Utah County. That's actually both north and southbound directions. Right now, Highway 189, Provo Canyon, looking pretty good between Orem up to Deer Creek Reservoir. I-80 through Parley's Canyon, no problems. And in the valley, I-215's Belt Route and the 201, all clear. No accidents or delays. Steve?
Well, it looks like we have a pretty easy drive so far if you're on northbound I-15, leaving from the downtown Salt Lake City area up into Davis County. But it looks like delays are setting in there in Clearfield and a crash in the mix there in Sunset. Farther up, looks like the left lane is closed. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Steve Carlson for the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Lehman.
Pretty warm out there again today, 87, lots of sunshine, a little smoky still, unfortunately. Tomorrow, more of the same, smoky sunshine at 89. Then it's going to cool down thanks to a front, only 78 the high on Friday, mostly sunny skies. Really pleasant weekend, sunshine 76 on Saturday, 77 the high on Sunday with mostly sunny skies, 79 Monday, 80 Tuesday, sunshine all the while. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, you can see it. The air is a little worse than yesterday. We're at 84 degrees, 82 in Provo. It's 93 in St. George this afternoon.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D. Like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading. But instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com and sign up now. That's Scribd.com. Scribd.com.
There's a whole lot of camping going on. That's right. The RV show was canceled, but the manufacturers are sending millions of dollars of excess inventory to Paris RV. Don't miss out. on this opportunity to invest in your family's future. Fun, relaxation, camping, RVing across the country, spending that valued time you worked so hard for to have the luxury of spending time with your loved ones. With the manufacturer sending Paris RV millions of dollars of inventory, this is the time to find that travel trailer, tent trailer, fifth wheel, motorhome, or toy hauler that you've been dreaming of. Get to Paris RV now. Now, hundreds will be on display at Utah's low price leader, Paris RV, now through September 26th at both Murray locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State, or shop online at ParisRV.com. Don't miss out on this huge inventory event.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Walmart is using drones to deliver COVID-19 tests. Where is this? Well, the company's using the flying delivery service for customers in North Las Vegas. KSL Drives, watch out, Tesla. Volkswagen rolled out its all-electric SUV today. It's called the ID4. It'll start around $40,000. It'll be available in 2022. New research finds the stock market tends to do better when there's a Democrat in the White House. CFRA research crunched the numbers and says the S&P 500 gains an average of 11% during years when Democrats are in charge. On Wall Street, a down day, the Dow sunk 525 points today, closing at 26,763. The S&P 500 lost 78 points. The NASDAQ dropped 330. KSL News Time, 325. Yes to pumpkin carving, but no to trick-or-treating. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on the CDC recommendations for Halloween.
The risk posed by novel coronavirus has affected every facet of American life, from where we work to how we learn, right down to
trick-or-treat.
The CDC recommends a virtual costume contest, a scary movie night with the people you live with, or an in-home scavenger hunt. Higher risk activities include crowded indoor parties, hayrides, or traditional trick-or-treating. The CDC takes special note of the dangers of visiting haunted houses where you or the people around you are likely to be screaming, potentially spreading viruses. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.